Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, the Minnow Bucket on Lake Fork, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which is, to my knowledge, the most powerful production big boy air gun in the world, Rodak's Coffee Rub for barbecue and smoking meats, and Rodak's Gourmet Coffee. Folks, this is your old buddy Luke, and I want to thank all of our guests for being with us. You know, some of these folks are really close friends of mine, and gosh, the ones that that are just guests for the first time very often do become friends. So thanks to all of them for sharing their little part of the outdoor world with us today, and look forward to having them all back on in the future. What do you say, since we have a little extra time in this segment, for me to share an outdoor cooking recipe with you? Now, how many of you like smoked salmon? Okay, I'm going to call it salmon, but I understand the pronunciation is salmon. But being from East Texas, I cannot force myself to call it salmon. It's going to be salmon, like in salmon croquettes, right? Okay, smoked salmon is, to me, special. It's just an awesome, it's a treat. But I recently smoked and canned some striper, and I want to go over the way I did it with you. I was up at, you know, Striper Express. I was up there about, oh, now it's been about 3 weeks ago with Bill Carey, a guide service. Chris Carey went fishing with Chris. We caught a bunch of nice stripers. Well, I thought if salmon is that good smoked and canned, that's one of my favorite things to take out on a hunting and fishing trip is a little half pint of smoked canned salmon. Why wouldn't striper be? Now, granted, striper is a white-meated fish. Salmon is a dark-meated fish. But I did. I cured, smoked, and canned some striper. And here's how I did it. Very simple. Start with your, it could be hybrid striper or striper. A thick-meated fillet is what you need. Take it and you have to cure it. And it, the book says cure it 4 hours. I cure mine overnight. And for a cure, I take equal parts of brown sugar and kosher salt. Say a cup of brown sugar, a cup of kosher salt. Mix it all together. Put your fillets down in a glass pan with high sides on it there. And just coat each side with the mixture, 50-50 brown sugar and kosher salt. Pack it in there. Let it set overnight. You'll notice that salt in that mixture will pull out a lot of moisture out of that meat. But brining is a must if you're going to smoke the fish. Otherwise, you'll dry it out, I promise you. Now, after it had brined overnight, here's the way I did it. Very, very simple. I just rinsed each fillet off with cold water and put the fillets on my smoking tex, set at 150 degrees. I used some wild plum wood to give it the flavor, but you could use hickory or pecan. I think pecan would really be good. I haven't used pecan for making this, but whatever kind of wood you like, use your smoker. The main thing, you do not want to cook it. You want to set it at about 145, 150 and smoke it. You want to give it that smoke flavor. And because it has been brined, it will retain moisture. It'll hold its moisture. It won't dry out on you. So I put my smoking Tex electric smoker at just a tad less than 150 degrees and let it go 2 hours with the smoke. Now, after that, my ultimate goal was to have it canned where I could, or we should say jarred. I'm not using actual cans. You know, I'm putting it in jars, half pint jars. So what I did after it was smoked, I had my pressure cooker set up out in my little storage room out there, where cooking room I call it, cook shack. Had my pressure cooker set up, and you don't want to put water up over the jars. Put just enough water, say halfway up one of those little half pint jars. You want to steam it when you're pressure cooking it. You're not boiling it in water. You're steaming it. So you want the lids and the rings to be above water. So I took the, went in sterile, of course, with the little half-pint jars. And then I cut those steaks off that smoked striper and just kind of rolled it into the jars, making sure that I had some head space of almost an inch in the top of the jar. You don't want to pack it up to the very top. So I just kind of circled it in each jar in a semicircle, if you will, and packed it in there fairly tight and put the sterilized lids and the rings on it and pressure cooked it. This is important. Pressure cook it for 100 minutes. That's what the book says, at about 11 pounds of pressure for this elevations that most of us have here in Texas. But 100 minutes, and you want to time that perfectly, and then cut your heat off, that supplying heat to your pressure cooker, let it cool down, and set it out of there and wait till those lids pop. It might take several hours for some of them to pop, but I did that, and then I let it, let it all set for a day or two, and I thought, I've got to sample this cured smoked striper. I opened a jar of that, and I'm going to tell you what, folks, it's not salmon. You know, to me, there's nothing better than salmon, smoked salmon that's been canned. But striper is absolutely awesome. The flavor is really, really good. That still, it has that taste of sugar, you know, from your brown sugar. It's not overly salty, because you do want to rinse those fillets off before you start actually putting them in the jars. But that's a tip for you. If you've never tried smoking salmon, you might want to start with salmon. But if you have some striper fillets, don't rule it out. My plan is to take these little half-pint jars on fishing hunting trips with me. I wound up with about 12 of them, something like 12 or 14. But take those with me on fishing and hunting trips and with my buddies and get a quick lunch. Take some crackers and a fork and break those things out. Maybe even put a little bit of hot sauce on them, you know. Just a tip for you. I wanted to utilize this extra time in today's show in a way that would help you. And if you've ever thought about smoking fish, now we could have just eaten that fish right out of the smoker. And to be honest with you, I did sample a couple of pieces, which was awesome. But when you actually can it, that preserves it for a long time, you know. It's a good way to do it. Hope that helped you a little bit, folks. Remember, catfishradio.org. I'd like you to go there and check out some of my newspaper columns and things that I do there. I want you to be safe in the outdoors, and I want you to join me right here next week at this same time for us to have some more fun talking about hunting and fishing. Well, folks, we're getting close to the end of our show, but I want to tell you about an awesome fishing lake, camping and fishing, Houston County Lake down near Crockett in East Texas. You can go online to Crockett Resort. My friends, the Markhams, own Crockett Family Resort. Great place to camp, some cabins and RV hookups. Crockett Family Resort right there on the shores of Houston County Lake. You can call 877-544-8466 or go online to CrockettResort.com. Some good fishing and camping down there. And you've heard me talk about the Texan by Air Force Air Guns. I'd like you to check these big bore air guns out. They're available in .45 caliber and .50 caliber now. You can go online to airforceairguns.com and learn all about them. I killed a nice buck with my .45 caliber Texan last November, I believe it was, up on the Dale River Ranch. But they're, if you've not, you know, learning more about the big bore air guns, this one right here, in my opinion, is the ultimate big bore air gun. Check them out, and you can learn a whole lot right there on the website, airforceairguns.com. Now, as far as bullets, Nielsen Specialty Ammo makes a 240 grain bullet that I absolutely love. I took the deer, that really nice buck last year, with it. You can go online there to NielsenSpecialtyAmmo.com. NielsenSpecialtyAmmo.com, and that's spelled NIELSEN. Folks, I've had a ball with you today. That wraps our show up. Remember, you can contact me anytime through the website, catfishradio.org. There's an email address on there. Feel free to email me. You may want to be a guest on this show sometime, but feel free to contact me there, and I promise you I'll get right back with you.